Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Meg. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I'm going to have to restrain myself this week from making fun of this this poem. We're going to be talking about this poly pill that's gotten a great deal of attention. The article we're talking about was published in Lancet. The poly pill, as our listeners probably know, is this pill that has four or five different drugs in it. And it's hard to not make fun of why they didn't throw a whole bunch of other stuff in there, like an SSRI and a sleeping pill and
Viagra. Come on,
Viagra. Exactly. I mean, we could really go to town with this poly pill. Anyways, the authors of this particular study ask a relatively narrow question, given the possibilities you could put in the poly pill. They ask, does a poly pill containing several agents improve cardiovascular disease risk? What did the authors find?
Yeah, this is interesting. It's I would not call it a poem necessarily. It's certainly something that has gotten a lot of attention, and I think it's worth talking about and thinking about a little bit because it does raise some interesting questions. It also this is something that was brought up by, I believe it was editors of the Lancet or BMJ, 5 or 6 years ago, and was kind of taken seriously by this manufacturer in India, who came up with a pill they called a PolyCap. And this was an industry-sponsored phase 2 trial conducted in India, and it included about 2,000 adults between 45 and 80 years of age. Now, they didn't have any known cardiovascular disease, but all had at least one risk factor, things like type 2 diabetes, mild hypertension, smoking, increased waist-to-hip ratio, or elevated cholesterol. And they randomly assigned patients to receive a poly pill that had one of eight variations of the following ingredients: 12.5 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams of atenolol, 5 milligrams of ramipril, which is Altase, 20 milligrams of simvastatin, which is Zocor, and 100 milligrams of aspirin. There were a bunch of variations, leaving out different drugs, different combinations of drugs, so that's how they got eight variations. Patients took their poly pill for 12 weeks. They were evaluated monthly, and then they had a final assessment at the end of 4 months. So obviously not enough time for any true clinical outcomes like cardiovascular mortality or all-cause mortality. The researchers used an intention-to-treat analysis, and they had final follow-up data for between 81 and 96% of patients, depending on the outcome that we're talking about. So they had pretty good follow-up, not fantastic, but good. There was no statistically significant difference in the rate of discontinuing the different flavors of the poly pill. Between 10 and 22% discontinued. About 16% discontinued the poly pill that contained all five of the ingredients. Not surprisingly, the poly pill reduced blood pressure and cholesterol levels and was comparable with the various comparator studies that they looked at. They then projected, they did a lot of kind of hand-waving and projected the clinical benefits that might be expected if you improve the risk factors this much, but that's really not worth, all too much. But the bottom line is that the cholesterol and blood pressure reductions with the poly pill, similar to what you would see with the individual components, pretty well tolerated. Only about one in six patients discontinued it. Reduces those disease-oriented endpoints.
Right. So again, an example of a study that really is focused just on surrogate markers. Mm-hmm. You've got to believe that those surrogate markers actually result in clinical reduction of disease. Mm-hmm. Some of the clinical markers that they're using, like blood pressure, we know are accurate surrogate markers. But again, only a 12-week study, hard to get particularly excited about. I guess the benefits, if there were any, would be for someone that did have some of these risk factors, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, the benefits all fall into the area, I would assume, of compliance, that it's easier to take one pill than it is and refill one pill, mm-hmm. than it is to take a bunch of different pills and perhaps the psychological benefit of not feeling as though you've got, 10 pills on the breakfast table every morning.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that for sure. And they give you modest doses of these medications. I mean, I think there's some interesting things to think about. I mean, we've basically built an industry in this country and in other Western countries on the paradigm of screening for these chronic conditions that are, like blood pressure and lipids that are markers for, we think, cardiovascular disease or other problems, and then initiating treatment and then tracking the numbers over time and making sure the numbers meet a predetermined target. And, this questions the value of that and says, wouldn't it be perhaps a little more efficient if, just when someone hits 45, they just start taking their poly pill, which has low doses of all of these things. If someone doesn't have high blood pressure, doesn't have diabetes, it probably isn't going to hurt them. But if they do, it's much simpler than this whole paradigm of monitoring, testing, treating, coming back every 3 months, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's an interesting idea, and I think there is some – I would question the wisdom of adding atenolol. I think that's probably the least important of the ingredients, or at least the one least well proven to reduce all-cause mortality. But, the others, there are some, pretty good large population-based studies that show benefit. And a lot of the benefit that we get, even in somebody with moderate hypertension or severe hypertension, is by getting their blood pressure from, say, 200 over 110 down to 160 over 95.
Okay.
That reduction is what greatly reduces their risk of stroke. Getting them down to 140 over 90 adds some benefit, but not nearly as much as that initial treatment.
Very interesting. I've got to get going here because I'm working on a brand new poly pill that is for people that they would start when they're 60, and it's a combination of dementia medication, impotence medication, and an SSRI.
Perfect.
Yes, we'll publish and we can cover it in a couple of years.
We'll have to patent that.
Exactly. I will talk with you next week. Thanks,
Barillacillin. How about that?
Okay. There you go. Next week, Mark.
Talk to you next week. Yep.
Bye-bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.